you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The governor delivers his final State of the State address tonight. FBI and HSI agents execute 22 search warrants across the Twin Cities metro, and a new law to improve children's safety on school buses is now in effect. But first, federal authorities are executing 22 search warrants in Minnesota as a part of an ongoing fraud investigation. At least a dozen FBI and HSI agents were seen at the Somali Senior Center in South Minneapolis carrying out boxes and loading up trucks with evidence following a raid related to suspected Medicaid fraud. This week marks a significant development in Minnesota's broader effort to address the alleged misappropriation of government funds following some previous high-profile scandals involving community-based providers. Although investigators have now cleared out of many of the scenes across the metro, the focus now shifts to what evidence may have been seized and to determine if any formal charges will be filed. The governor delivers his final State of the State address tonight.
Governor Walz delivers the address at 7 tonight at the House Chamber in the State Capitol building. It comes several months after the governor announced he will not seek a third term. WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson says Walz will likely outline some of his successes.
And I think his opportunity is going to be to walk them through how everyday Minnesota is better than it was 7 years ago when he was elected.
Walz most recently created a political action committee to help recruit younger candidates to run for office. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Walz also today recognizing Workers' Memorial Day at the Minnesota State Capitol, honoring workers who have lost their lives on the job or died from workplace-related illnesses.
Unfortunately, it happens, and it happens way too often. Literally thousands of accidents in work zones every year. Things that are preventable if people would pay attention to what's happening, and we make sure that those that are responsible for that safety make it happen.
Walz commended workers who continue to raise their voices and advocate for safer work conditions. A new law to improve children's safety on school buses is now in effect.
Minnesota's new bus stop arm law closes a dangerous loophole. Shannon Grabo is with the Office of Traffic Safety.
Previously, if a school bus's stop arm was not fully extended, a driver could pass the bus without technically breaking the law. Today, that loophole has closed.
As of March 27th, vehicles must stop at least 20 feet from a bus as soon as the bus's red lights are flashing. Brian Davis has been a bus driver since 2022 and has seen his fair share of egregious and dangerous driving.
But what always goes through my mind is, how can other drivers be in such a hurry that children's safety is not a concern?
In Burnsville, Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
State Senate Democratic leaders are calling for passage of a $1.4 billion bonding package to pay for long-term infrastructure projects. Investment Committee Chair Sandy Pappas says there's been progress in talks with Republicans, but they need to act quick.
The legislature needs to take serious steps toward meeting our local communities, local universities, and state agency needs. And the longer we delay funding these projects, the more expensive they become.
The legislative session ends in less than 3 weeks. Pappas says a bonding bill needs to be passed before adjournment because a special session is not likely. Minnesota families are bringing their message to the state capitol in hopes of stopping the fentanyl crisis in the state. Michelle Hine is the founder of Fentanyl Free Communities Foundation. She says they put up post boards in the east hall of the capitol on the first floor with the faces of those who have died from the deadly poison.
We just need to continue to remind them they're busy, they've got a lot on their plate, and we need to remind them that this is still the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old.
She says they're also working for policy changes each legislative session, with a bill this year that would include fentanyl when discussing dangerous drugs with students in school. After nearly 2 hours of public comment, the Invert Grove Heights City Council last night voting to fly the old Minnesota state flag.
The official state flag began flying in 2024 after months of public meetings and presentations. Those hearings are archived on the State Historical Society website. Opponents claim the previous flag is more representative of the state's history. Timber Grove Heights officials say they'll now spend hundreds of dollars to buy and raise six flags at city properties. About a dozen Minnesota communities have now voted to replace the new flag, which is not against any state regulations, but the 2024 design remains the official Minnesota state flag. A proposal to fine communities who don't fly the official flag has very little legislative support. Al Schock, Newstalk A3O, WCCO.
Brooklyn Park Police continue to search for a suspect after a report of shots fired led to a shelter-in-place order. Police say the report came around 9:30 last night in the area of 78th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park. The shots reportedly happened during a domestic disturbance. An hours-long search for the suspect took place with SWAT team members and State Patrol helicopters assisting local law enforcement. There were no confirmed reports of injury. Finally, a new mural at Target Field is shining a light on black baseball history. Twins officials unveiling a permanent mural celebrating the deep-rooted legacy of black baseball in the upper Midwest, featuring players new and old, including legendary St. Louis Cardinals left fielder Lou Brock and former Twins outfielder Torrey Hunter. The local artist behind the new installation, Antoine Jenkins.
I'm very honored to have this be here and have my biggest pennant ever. I'm like shaking right now a little bit, but to have my biggest pennant ever here in the Twins Stadium for me is amazing. And like I said, I thank all of you guys for being here to support me.
The mural is located at sections 114 through 116 inside the main concourse. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.